hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Like, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. So give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. It's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand, Lord, my life is in. see your desires revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself, I give myself to you. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. At this moment,
we will now pray. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we thank you for giving us the breath of life. Lord, we honor you this morning. Lord, our very next breath is dependent upon you. Lord, I ask you to bless our co-founders, Dr. Bacola and Dr. Vanessa. Be with them as you have been with them every step of the way. We thank you for this master's call. We ask that you bless our supporters, the Artist Life family, and bless each and every member of that team. I ask that you bless and keep our leadership team, the ones who power this call and keep it going, but more importantly, their power and strength and health and wealth and prosperity comes directly from you. We have our resources, our jobs, our family, our friends, our retirement, our strength, but you are indeed our source. You are the great Holy One. You are the righteous one. You are all-seeing. You are all-knowing. We need you, Lord, to bless our young people, our future generation. They are the ones that will take care of us when we are older and cannot take care of ourselves. It is the circle of life. We take care of them when they can't take care of themselves, and they, in turn, will take care of us if we train up a child in the way that he or she should go, and when they are old, they will not part from it if we train them up in your way. Some say, Lord, that there's no manual, there's no direction for being a good parent. I disagree. There is a manual, and we call it the Holy Bible. And for those who may not understand it all, it is still the best guide that we have to continue to pray and to know how to pray and to hear the different stories of how the saints overcame. Lord, we are all sinners saved by your grace, and we just honor you on this day. We don't take these few moments for granted. For some did not get these few moments. For some did not wake up this morning. Some woke up in the hospital. Some woke up after surgery. Some woke up after being up all night when a loved one is laid on their heart. Some have lost their spouse. Oh, Lord, be with us. I ask this prayer in your son's name. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Ruth. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with amazing worship. And again, to my TMC family, I say welcome, welcome, welcome. And we are so glad that you have joined us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And you know, when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call with prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We have a website where all of the messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the call, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Also there, you can find our theme for the year, which is in 2021, God's strategic shiftings, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you're feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a psalmist, a greeter, or a host, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Friday, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second part of our call. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday by a team of dynamic leaders throughout artist life that give us information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294617#. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code 294617#. And today is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans. So just be ready, be ready, be ready. I am now going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's minister needs no introduction. She is Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. She is my friend and my sister. She was born in Southern California. She is the mother of Kalon Williams, and she is an artist distributor. She loves the Lord with all her heart, all her mind, and all her soul, and she is our original songbird. She is a dear friend and sister to me, and I love her to the moon and back. I'm going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message can come forward. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am here. Minister Kai, Prophet Kai, my friend Kai, I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister. Floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai, for introducing me this morning. I love you more. Thank you to my sister, my Cali sister out there, Minister Ruth, for greeting us this morning and for seating us and opening us up in prayer. And then our psalmist, Kaylin, yes, thank you so much for definitely ushering us in to the presence of the presence of God. And definitely, Lord, we give ourselves away to you. Yes, we do, each and every single day. And God, morning again, TMC family. It's a blessing to be here in the land of the living, and I'm excited about what God has for us today. So I thank God for Dr. PK, or no, she's Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank God for my sisters and brothers that I serve here with on the Master's Call, and for each of you who dial in each and every single day to make this experience what it is. God bless you. So today, I'm not going to be before you long, and what I have to say is very simple. If you would just take a moment to prepare yourself by turning your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. I'm going to be reading from the NIV version again, 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. Father, we just thank you and we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father. And we thank you for this day that you have made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it, God. I pray that you would increase in me as I decrease, that your word will go forth unhindered, uncontaminated.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to hold on, and somebody can text Tiffany and please let her know she's dropped off. Hallelujah. We want to hear the powerful word that she has for us. So if we can hold on just a minute. Her signal in California has been a little challenging for her lately, so we just got to see, can we get her back on the line, if Minister Brenda or Prophet Kai, one of you all, can call her and let her know so she won't think she's being heard. And if we could be patient just a moment, I'm sure she'll be right back with us. Again, a big thanks to our psalmist, Kaylin, P. to think she started with us when she was in high school, just finished her first year of college, and truly ushered us into the presence of the Lord this morning. We so thank the Lord for her. And again, Minister Ruth there in Atlanta for greeting and seating us. We so appreciate you. It is teamwork that makes this dream work. If we're unable to get hold of her, Minister Burnett, you can let me know, and then we will proceed from there. But we want to at least give her an opportunity to find out, to make sure she knows she's not being heard. So again, we appreciate each and every one of you. So many of you all on the line. That's why I hate that she will be able to be heard. But in the meantime, we just are going to glorify God and worship him in spirit and in truth, remembering that this is always the Master's call, that it is all about him. And we are so excited that in this time and in this season, some of us are still basking in the overflow from Pentecost Sunday, when we as the church celebrated the birthday of the church. And as we've been learning that through this pandemic, it's not the building that makes us the church. It's each and every one of you on the line this morning that came hungry for his holiness, pressing in to his presence so that we can walk in his power and in his authority. Glory to God. All righty, Prophet Kai, if you all got her, is she still out? Because I will go on and preach a little bit, but I want to make sure we're letting her know that she's not being heard.
She's not back on the board yet.
Okay, did you call her?
I did, and it just rang.
Okay, Prayer General, I see you on the board. Were you able to get her?
Yes, I text as well as call, and it just continued to ring.
Okay. All righty, well, then we'll just go on and just say what's on my spirit is to remind us, as I was telling our team on Tuesday, that we are the frontline warriors, that warriors are worshipers, and when we worship, we give God the praise, we open up our mouths. And what does that mean, Dr. V? It means we announce to the atmosphere. We are all hearing about giving your declarations and your affirmations, but the Spirit of the Lord, his word tells us to cry loud and spare not. And many of us were raised in the old church tradition where we would cry out before the Lord. And what that is and what that does is so important right now, because it sets the atmosphere for the word of God and for the will of God to go forth. And I don't think anybody needs to be told or reminded that America is in trouble, that we have to have the church, the remnant, cry loud and spare not. So that means each and every one of us have to be the church. Each and every one of us have to be that voice. When I last came before you, I was ministering about a charge to keep, and we talked about the challenge of the charge, which was a challenge helps actions be reached goals every day. And we're challenged as the church to get the heart of God, to every day press in. When you opened up your mouth this morning, that was because a compassionate God allowed us another day, another opportunity. And so we have to always be in the face of God, be in the presence of God. Either you're going in and you're coming out. Lord, what would you have me to do today? How will I be a good steward for you today? Proverbs 19:21 reminded us that there are many plans in a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. What does that mean? God has a purpose. We don't need any more good ideas in this season. We need the God ideas in this season. We need to be smack dab in the center, in the middle of God's will. So we need to, through prayer, plan our work and then work our plan. Through praising God, get a download of the blueprint of God from heaven, what his strategy is for each day. That's a challenge. Why? Because our flesh wants its way. Our flesh wants to do something else, but we need to speak over ourselves that we hear the voice of God and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. And in that charge to keep, always be about being yielded to help others. That's not a cuss word. That H-E-L-P is to help others. Whenever God gives us a mission, we can never accomplish that goal by ourselves. This is why this call, you hear me calling on our prayer general, calling on our board worker this morning, Prophet Kai, because we're going to make sure that we fitly join together to help each other get it down. There's no lone rangers in the spirit. Even the lone ranger had Tonto, right? He didn't go out there alone. He went with somebody. We all need to understand that God will bring people in to help us, especially you hear me say a lot on the morning motivational call that we are servant leaders. And I always want to power drill that into your spirits. Servant leaders is the Jesus way, but we come with the mindset, the heart, and the action of serving others to get it done. When you have a charge to keep, you have a heart to always want to help others. And God is perfecting many of us where we don't have to have our way, but hear ourselves say, I surrender to you, Father God. You have your way in me. When we have a charge to keep, there's always going to be some action required. I got to keep reminding the body of Christ, he's never going to tell you just to pray. We want to always pray, but prayer is the motions that you do to get the blueprint, to get the strategy. Then we have to get up off of our knees and be about the working of the kingdom. That's the Jesus way. Every morning, Jesus sought the face of God, not just his hand, not just his wish list, not just as I want to have, Lord, can you please, but to seek the mind of Christ, to get the strategies, and then get up and be about the activity. Action, I talked about Friday last time we were together. Action always requires activity. Many of you all have been coming on this call, coming on the MMC call or whatever organization you may be a part of, and you are a part of but never moved out of park to get into action. A car is great when it's sitting still, but the purpose of the car is to move out of park, right, and drive it on up the road. God has some actions he's calling all of us to do. The condition of America is predominantly because the church has been silent. Let me say that again. Some of the many problems and woes of America, I'm speaking prophetically, are because the church has been silent. And since we had our birthday Sunday, we're understanding better, you are the church. I am the church. Collectively, we are the church. The church is not just the edifice we meet in. It is not just a building. And I believe with all of my heart, God did a global shutdown. And only the God of Yahweh can do that. A global shutdown to remind us that we are his church and that we don't have to go into a building to be his church. It was amazing to me how many people were upset and felt are being sanctioned when they couldn't go to a physical building but didn't understand the power of coming together, be it over this conference call line or Zoom, or just remembering that in our circle of influence, we had actions we could do. Jesus wants us to be the bright light in dark places. That's our charge to keep. Jesus wants us to open up our mouths and speak the truth in love. Jesus wants us to make sure we're in his presence, in his that place where we get the posture, the backbone, because we realize that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And then when we're consistently doing the action, it does get easier. It does get clearer to us. Most times, God will never let us know what the whole plan is. He gives us step by step, day by day, week by week. And I've always used the analogy over the years, when God calls us to action, like a car with a headlight at night, even on high beam, they only shine about 3 feet ahead of you. And when you drive and you don't see all the way a mile up the road, you may see lights here and there, but we've all driven down those dark interstate highways where it was just pitch black and the headlights only showed us a bit of the way. You're being charged this morning as a believer to take action on the part God's given you. Stop waiting to see the Alpha all the way to the Omega. He may only just show you the first 3 steps. Oh, that's going to help somebody this morning, the first 5 steps. But he's requiring the obedience to be consistent with what he shows you. Remember, as the church is being challenged, as the church has to be the church in this season to pray, but to make sure when you're praising God, when you get through shifting the atmosphere, when you get through setting up the system God has for you, we must implement and reach out to others that are in that charge again, is to reach from within first. See, some of us have to do some internal checking on why haven't I been more proactive? What am I afraid of? Why have I not been consistent with what God's given me? And some of us, we just have to first repent. No more excuses, no more sloppy agape. Just repent and then be ready to move on in God. I love to use the example of John. John was a very important and pivotal one of the disciples and apostles, and John helped us understand in that 15th chapter of that when we are reaching out, there's a process that we have to go to. And in that 15th chapter, he talked about being plugged into the vine and that we have to bear good fruit. You know, we don't judge one another, but we need to be fruit inspectors. First, be a fruit inspector of your own fruit and then inspect others. What does that mean, Dr. V? Well, when he talked about being the vine and the husbandman, you know, with the rose, you have to clip the edges with your hair. You have to clip the dead ends. Some of us have some dead end situations in our life that we've let hold us down instead of clipping them so that we can flow in that power that Prophet Kai spoke about yesterday, so that we can be yielded vessels that are pure, flow of the Holy Spirit could work through us, and we don't contaminate the purposes of God with stinking thinking. Many of us have heard a powerful, awesome, God-ordained plan from heaven, but it hits our mind and it shipwrecks. Why? Because we've not allowed the pruning in our spirit so that a pure flow of God, the rivers of his living water, can flow from heaven in us, through us, and out to others, reaching our circle of influence. And then lastly, when we have a charge to keep, let our goals be guarded in our times of prayer, in our times of seeking the face of God. You know, everybody should have their own goals. And a lot of times when people come to us with their goals, if it takes you too far off the path of what your goal is, there is that two-letter word of no or not now that we must say, that we must guard the goals that God's given us. We've come through a pandemic, and some of us put the goals that God has given us on the back shelf, and God didn't tell you to. He told you to get in his face and ask for his creativity to keep moving. We watched artists grow in the last year more than it had grown in 3 years prior to that. Why? Because when we couldn't do our home parties and home shows and put our hands on people to put them in garbage. We got real creative on Zoom. We got real creative on WhatsApp and other technologies that allowed us to talk about that artist like Shield, to talk about the products that dealt with the current pandemic. And man, more rank increases, more goals were achieved because we asked the God of this universe to give us the creativity to make it happen. Oh, when you have that charge to keep, every one of us have to be involved. I love how Joseph B. Washington says, you must participate in your own deliverance. You can't just be a spectator. You must be a participator. So I'm challenging every one of us this morning that we all have a birthday charge to keep as part of the body of Christ, as children of God. Oh, we're going to chew on that even some more, a charge to keep. We're challenged, and we have to help others, but we must be making sure we're performing the actions that reach out to others so we achieve our goals each and every day. Back to you, host.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for stepping in and bringing forth that word. Again, I will call you back for the benediction after we go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the amazing woman of God who started this call and who came forward to step in and cover as, you know, the enemy tries to be busy, and we rebuke him in the name of Jesus. We ask that you keep a special hedge of protection around Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you just continue to be with Artist Life and the Des De Leon family as they continue to walk out your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for artists. Lord, we ask you right now to just continue to touch our bereaved families, Lord. You know each person name by name, situation by situation, and when we cannot call them all before you, Father, you already know. So we thank you that you are working it out, oh Heavenly Father, that you are comforting them, that you are giving them the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, we pray for Wanda Walker right now in the name of Jesus. Sickness and diseases are a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we glorify you right now, Lord, because we know that you are touching her body, and by your stripes she is healed right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you continue to touch each and every person on this line right now, Father. You know the needs spoken and unspoken. You know the desires of the heart. And only you, God, can do the exceeding and abundant more than we can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in us. So we thank you in advance, Father, because we know that you've already done that which you desire for our lives, O Heavenly Father. And we just want to walk in your perfect will. So continue to strengthen us. Continue to be our hedge of protection. Continue to be the power that worketh in our life, so Heavenly Father. So we just want to glorify you. We want to magnify you, and we want to give your name the praise, glory, and honor that is due you, Father, because you deserve that and so much more. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, because we know that we know that we know that you love us, Father, more than we can even love ourselves, because you formed us in our mother's womb, so Heavenly Father. You know every hair on our head. So we glorify you, magnify you, and call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. And today is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans, and I'm sure we are looking forward to the great information that they will be bringing forward. Again, we are so thankful that you joined us today on the call. Again, thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for just ushering us into the presence, and thank you, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting us and just, you know, opening us up in prayer. And again, Minister Tiffany and Dr. Vanessa, thank you, thank you, thank you. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
All righty. Well, I do see Miss Tiffany back on the board. So, Tiffany, let's at least ask you to come back and close us in prayer. Can you unmute yourself? All right, well, let me go. Well, Father God, we just thank you for another opportunity to worship and praise your holy name. We just thank you that you are all about our lives, our going in, our coming out, that you care about every detail that concerneth us. You've assigned us a charge to keep, and we will be good stewards. We will be anointed glory carriers. We will be the bright light that shines for you. And we thank you that throughout this day, throughout this week, we have a charge to keep, and we're committed, Father, with the compassion that comes from you, to walk it out at all costs. So I just thank you, Father, for every person on this line, every family represented, that we are your kingdom builders. Now, Father, as we leave this call, but never deviate, depart, or will ever be divided from your presence, we will walk by faith and not by sight and celebrate you in all that we do. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out and have an absolutely wonderful, worshipful Wednesday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.